What's up, you guys? I am Micah Folsom, and you're listening to the Do Your Crap podcast. I was overwhelmed, uninspired, and unfulfilled, and I knew there had to be a different way to do life. Turns out there totally is. And I found my calling in helping people learn and do the unsexy habits that build a legendary life. Each and every week, I'm going to help you bust through the crap that's holding you back and break down the simple habits and mindset shifts that will help you rock every aspect of your life. Are you ready to do the things that most people won't so that you can live the life that most people can't? Here we go. Guys. All right. I'm super excited about what we're going to talk about today. I've been waiting to do this for a few hours. I've been prepping and getting things ready because for whatever reason, it's so hard for me to get on and record when I know there's someone outside my office that can hear me. It's like, I can't get in my zone. And we have been renovating. We're in the middle of renovating our house. Thankfully, I'm not doing it. We hired amazing contractors to do it for us. So they've just been in and out of the house doing stuff. And today they've been doing our entrance, like our entryway, they're re-flooring it. And so he was finishing up tiling it and right outside my door. And I'm like, okay, I can't record until they are done. Cause I don't know. It's just so weird. I just like feel silly. So they just left. And so I'm like, all right, let's go. And we're just about to head up to our cabin. So I have this teeny little window, but when there's something on my heart, like I have to get it done. And I woke up this morning and I got a couple messages and I saw a couple posts on social and I'm like, okay, this is what I need to talk about because this has always been something that I've really been passionate about helping people through because it can be such a huge roadblock in your life.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And like you know, I am all about helping you level up. I am here to literally help you become the person you are put on this earth to be. And this is one of the things that is kind of disguised in this mask that people call being content. And they pretend, and I might rub some of you guys the wrong way when I talk about this, because you probably aren't ready to hear it yet. But if you get pissed at me for saying some of these things, it's probably because you need to hear them. So I'm just going to like, just forewarning, I still love you and I hope we can still be friends after this episode. But I want to talk about breaking up with being content because to me, I feel like that is the most dangerous place that you can be in your life. Because when you're content, you're just kind of floating. You're just kind of coasting. You are super comfy. And we all know that nothing awesome comes from your comfort zone. And when you're not striving for more, you're not growing, plain and simple. And I want you guys to understand, and this is one of the things that so many people struggle with. You can be so grateful for where you're at right now in your life and still want more. You can be so grateful for everything that you have and still want more. You can be grateful for the person that you are, where you're at in your life, how far you've come, and still want more. And I think it's really important that we don't let ourselves get stuck in that place of like, well, I'm comfy, I'm happy, I'm content, I'm safe, because that's when you no longer grow and life literally will stop evolving. And so I want you guys to just think for a second. Think about this. Desire, and I talk about this all the time because it's so freaking important. Desire is the trigger to release energy. Okay. Desire is the trigger to release energy. We all have it within us. So what do you want? What do you want? And a lot of you guys will probably go and you'll be like, well, I already have the things I want. I already have the things I need. I'm taken care of. And that's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about, are your bills being paid? Are your desires, like, are your desires being met on like a daily basis? I'm talking about, what do you want most in life? Because our desires and our wants are placed on our heart from a higher power. So whatever you believe in, whether it's God, the universe, whatever it may be, your wants and desires are there for a higher purpose. And if we are not truly in tune with everything on our heart and everything that comes into our life that goes, dang, I really want that, then we're not truly being in tune with who we're supposed to be and who we're supposed to become. And so I want you guys to let yourself, and I talked about this on the Vision podcast, let yourself go there. How you live your day today is not how you have to live for the rest of your life. Just because you can scrape by every month and pay your bills does not mean that that's how it has to be for the rest of your life. Because there's going to be a time, I can promise you, where shiz hits the fan and you are put up against a, like your back is against the wall, and you're going to be forced to make a decision of what's next. And I see so many people coast until that happens. And then they go, oh crap, I should have been doing this a long time ago, but I was content. I should have been preparing. I should have been getting ready for this pandemic, but now I'm out of a job. Now I'm out of whatever. Now all my kids are home, and now my life is literally up in complete chaos. And like A, B, C, and D, all of the things, like utter chaos. A lot of people are experiencing that and have recently experienced that. And I want you guys to understand that being content is what created the situation. Because if you're truly pushing yourself, truly going for more, truly living the life that you know you're capable of and that you know you want, you can create some safe zone. You can create some surplus in your income. You can create lots of extra so that you can be ready for anything that comes your way. And so it really, like, it's hard for me when I'm talking to people and they're in this place of being content, because I just want to say, I know right now things are okay. I know right now things are safe. And you're able to pay your bills and whatever. But what if something happens? What if something changes? What if your spouse dies? What if your spouse loses their job? What if you lose your job? What if whatever A, B, C, and D, the list goes on? Are you ready for that? And if you're not, then let's do something about it. Okay. So that's just an easy way, because that's what I deal with all the time. An easy way to explain the contentment and how you can kind of think bigger. But the thing that I think happens is when you try to think bigger, what comes into your mind? Generally, it's fear, doubt, limiting beliefs, all of those negative things, right? So they start to creep in. You go, okay, good, Micah. Well, maybe I am going to think about a little bit more. Maybe I do want a little bit more. But then as soon as you think about that, it's like, oh, well, I can't do that. Oh, well, I would fail at that. Oh, well, I don't have what it takes. Oh, but so-and-so tried that and she failed. So then all of a sudden you like put a halt on it and you bounce back. And there's this thing called the terror barrier. And I learned this in my Thinking Into the Results program. And it literally is life-changing. So I want you guys to just understand this. Okay. So there's this thing called the terror barrier. And what happens is we all start in a place of bondage. And what Bob Proctor means by this when he explains it, and he can do a far better job of explaining this stuff, you guys, go to his YouTube. He has so many free resources and videos and things that explain it. But he talks about how we start in bondage. And this is basically, we know what we know, we don't know what we don't know, and that's fine. So what happens is we have, and he calls it your energy. So we have X energy, which creates X type thoughts, X type behaviors, which creates X type results. So you're kind of, you learn, you go through your childhood, you experience your experiences, you're parented a certain way, the best that your parents know how, bless them. And you become the person you are today because of everything that's happened. If you don't continue to grow and evolve and study and learn, this is why I'm so freaking obsessed with personal growth, because it is life-changing. So we all start in this bondage where we don't know anything outside of this. So the likelihood of you doing more than what you already know is slim to none, right? Because you just don't know. So if your parents made 50 grand a year, the likelihood of you making more than that without just like coming into money or marrying into money or whatever is not very high. And that's not their fault. It's just because that is what's normal. You're raised a certain way. You make certain choices because you think certain thoughts and you have certain behaviors, and then you get certain results. Well, in order to ever change, you have to level up a little bit, right? And this is what I'm so fired up about. So you get this desire, this inkling, and you then go from bondage to reasoning. And the reasoning stage is where you start to get these new ideas. Okay. So you start to go, oh, but what if I could do a little bit more? What if we had a little bit more income for some wiggle room? Or what if I could take my family on a vacation every year? That would be really rad. How would I do that? And then you could start to think, well, maybe I could start a new business, or maybe I could invent something, or maybe I could, and you start to get these little ideas that are floating around. And this is when he talks and he explains that these are why ideas. So what happens is you still have X type energy, but you have these Y type ideas that are starting to float around in your brain, and you start to entertain those a little bit. And what happens is when you combine the X type energy with the Y type thoughts and ideas, that creates an XY vibration. And your vibration is basically how you feel. And so this creates literal chaos. And this is what creates doubts, fear, anxiety, all those things, because your body is like, I have these ideas, but I'm still at the same X type energy place. And so it feels off, and it feels funky, and it feels new, and it feels scary. And this is where you literally hit the terror barrier. And there's a terror barrier. Every single person goes through this when you're trying something new, when you're experiencing something that you've never felt before. And this is very normal. Taking a quick TV time out to make sure that you guys know that I have some free goodies for you. So as a listener, I just want to show my appreciation and thank you so much for showing up weekly to hear from the guests that we have, to take just all of these nuggets away and apply them into your life. I want to celebrate you. And in order to do that, I also want to make sure that you're getting value that is relevant to where you're at in your life. So in order to get the freebies, go to MicahFolsomFit.com/DYC for Do Your Crap. MicahFolsomFit.com/DYC. And you can put in your email there and get access to the goodies. You will get a 50% off promo code to any of my mini workshops. And you will also get a freebie depending on what you want, whether you're a mom that wants to experience more joy in life, that needs help on her health journey, wants tips and nuggets and value and motivation, whether you're a business owner that's trying to work through some mindset stuff and feel confident in what you have and how you want to serve, or whether you're in the network marketing space and you really want to gain confidence around recruiting, around onboarding, around mentoring your team, I have a free goodie for you. So make sure you go to that link, grab it. And that will also get you access to my weekly emails where I send inspiration, motivation, nuggets, value, things that I'm learning, things that I'm teaching. And I just want to be that voice in your back pocket, that on the weeks that are hard, on the weeks that you're just not feeling it, maybe that email pops through and you go, okay, thanks, Micah. I got this. Thanks for the reminder. That is what my weekly emails are for, because we all need that positive voice that we should carry around with us everywhere. So go get on the list, go grab your freebie, and let's get back to the show. And so what happens is you hit this terror barrier, and that is when you go, you either, it's fight or flight. at that point, you either embrace it, embrace those feelings, grow through it, learn more about what's going on, and you crush the terror barrier and you get through it. And that is where you reach ultimate freedom, which the freedom is you finally being able to take control of your life, finally being able to take control of your mindset and your belief system and your confidence and your attitude and your choices so that you can dictate what your life looks like. Or you hit the terror barrier and you retreat and you bounce back to bondage, because bondage is safe, comfy, and it's what you know. And this happens, and I mentor hundreds of women in my coaching business, and I see this happen every single day. Literally, people trying new things, people experiencing growth, people experiencing scary things, and the commonality between most people is that they retreat, they go back to their comfort zone, and they go, I do not like how that felt. That made me feel anxious. That made me feel stressed. That made me feel like not good. Nobody likes that feeling. And that's completely normal. No one likes it, but you cannot grow without experiencing that, without pushing through that and knowing how to navigate that and knowing how to overcome your terror barrier to get to freedom. And what happens when you do it one time is you learn how to do it again. And it's not something that you only experience one time. You get through a terror barrier once and you get a little win, you get a little confidence, you get a little experience under your belt. And you know that the next time you set a new goal, or the next time you go, well, I'm going to try this time. I'm going to try something new. I have this new idea and I'm going to give that a shot. And then you hit the terror barrier right again. You go, oh, I felt this before. I know that if I keep my mindset right, I know that if I stay consistent, I know that if I stay consistent with my morning routine, if I continue to whatever you've done to get through it, I know I can get through this. And you do those things and you continue to grow and you continue to level up and you beat the terror barrier again. And you reach the other side of freedom, where then you get to set a new goal. You get to have new ideas. You get to hit the terror barrier again and you get to continue to go through it. Does this make sense at all? In the program, when he explains it, he has these stick figures, and the stick figures help visualize it. So I'm sure that Bob Proctor has YouTube videos that explain his paradigm shift. And that's what he's talking about. We have these paradigms within us that are literally ingrained. And the paradigms are what drive your subconscious. Like, they're in your subconscious. So no matter what's in your conscious mind, you can have all the thoughts. You can be like, oh yeah, I want to be successful at this new business. I want to do this. But if you have subconscious beliefs, I can't do this, you're never going to be successful, you've failed a million times, why do you even think that this is going to work this time? Like, you don't have what it takes. You have this belief system ingrained in you just because of your past experiences. That's what drives your behaviors. So until we can literally rewire our brain and our subconscious, the paradigms that are driving our entire life, things will not change. So he talks about the fact that there's only two things, and this is what I talked about earlier. There's only two things that will change a paradigm. The first thing is repetition, basically offsetting the limiting belief. And this is why I'm so freaking passionate about every single morning doing your affirmations and your vision. Because as you affirm every morning the life you want to live, the person that you want to be, the offsetting those limiting beliefs that right now are holding you back, your subconscious mind does not know the difference between reality and just the beliefs that you're literally like fueling your brain. So repetition around those things, you start to believe it. And when you start to believe it on a subconscious level, you start to behave differently. You start to make different choices. You start to create a different life. So that's the first way to break a paradigm, and why I'm so freaking passionate about the morning routine, vision, and all that stuff. The second way is to basically have like an emotional experience. Like, you get cancer, or you have a child that passes away, or you have something that is so emotionally painful or emotionally, just emotional period, that it has such a huge impact on your paradigm that it shifts it almost immediately. I hope that you don't have to go through that in order to create the life you want to live. But how many times do we wait for tragedy to hit before we make changes? Because we're content and because we're comfy and because we're safe. I want you guys to know that if you're struggling feeling stuck, it's probably just a lack of clarity around what you actually want. And so I want you guys to, again, revisit this. What do you want? Who do you want to be? What life do you want to live? And I'm serious, you guys. I want you to get so clear. When I was starting coaching 7 years ago, we were living a good life. My back was never against the wall. My husband was in the middle of vet school. I was running a full-time wedding photography business that was very successful. I had 2 kids. Like, we were living the life that I quote unquote thought I was supposed to live. And I think this is where a lot of people kind of get stuck, is a lot of us go through the motions and we start to live this life that we think we're supposed to live. We're kind of expected to live. And we came up against that a little bit. Like, when I started to coach and I wanted to do a little bit more with this, my husband was like, wait, homie, what are you doing? Like, I never plan on my wife working. I never plan on my wife having a business. Like, I just wanted you to be a stay-at-home mom. That's all I ever wanted to be. I always only wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. Never plan on working ever. But as life changed and as we changed as people and we continue to evolve, what we do in life can change. And this is what I need you to hear, because so often we put ourselves into this box and we don't let ourselves out. Like, we don't let ourselves truly become the person that we can be because we've boxed ourselves into what we think we need to do. And even JD experienced this as a vet. I mean, his whole life, he's like, okay, I'm going to be the breadwinner. I'm going to provide for my family. I'm going to work really freaking hard, because that was just instilled in him that I have got to work hard to provide. And bless his heart, he is one of the hardest workers I have ever met in my life, but to a fault. So, like, that's been something that we have to continually revisit, is like, babe, what are you working so hard for? Like, we've got a beautiful life. It's okay to scale back a little bit so that we can enjoy it more. And that's something that we're continually revisiting, because he is hardwired to work hardwired. But when we really get, like, deep in conversation, JD and I are like, why are we here on earth? What are we here for? What do we want to do? What impact do we want to leave? It always revolves, and I'm getting emotional just thinking about this. It always revolves around our children, the people that we want to help them become, the lives that we want to create for them, the relationship that we want to have with our kids. And I'm like, okay, I know your kids mean the world to you. So you've got to actually be around in order to be the father that you know you want to be and to have those experiences with them. And he always knows that. He's like, I know. And I know I want to be with him. And I know I want to be able to take knocks in the back and play catch with him and do all these things. But his paradigm is so strong around, I am the breadwinner. I need to provide for my family. I need to work hard, long hours every single day. And he's tied his worth to that. So this is not something that, like, these paradigms aren't always a bad thing. Like, that's a wonderful trait to be a hard worker. But in his life, he's had to kind of offset it a little bit and work on reshaping that so that he can truly be the dad he wants to be and truly give our kids the life that he wants to give them. And so it's so important that we revisit this often. What do we want out of our life? Who do we want to become? And really get clear around understanding that if you have the will and you're willing to commit to the process, literally everything is figure outable. And I think that's a beautiful thing, because all that you need right now in this moment, listening to this episode, is the desire and just the decision. Because as soon as you have a desire and you make a decision that you're going to just figure it out, the rest is history. Like, you will do what it takes no matter what. But many of us don't allow ourselves to ever even make the decision because we're afraid of what's going to happen. We don't feel worthy. We don't feel like we're capable, and all of those doubts and fears. And we literally hit the terror barrier right then, and we bounce right back into bondage and stay stuck for the rest of your life. So I want you guys to just be so aware. I want you guys to just be so aware that this is going on every single day for all of us. And the sooner you can get comfy, and if you haven't listened to my episode on fear, shifting your relationship with fear, go back and listen to it. The sooner that we can get comfy with those feelings and understand that we have the choice to think certain thoughts, which will make us feel certain feelings, which will lead to the actions we take. And the thing that I think is so powerful is when he's talking about, when Bob, whenever I say he, when Bob is talking about bondage, reason, the terror barrier, all that stuff, he goes on and he explains why people have anxiety and depression. And I know I'm not a doctor. I know there's medical things. I know there's hormonal, there's all sorts of things. And if you need medication for this, please take it. I know so many people that struggle with this, and it's heartbreaking. But one of the things that I think is so prevalent these days is so many people just kind of throw it out there. Like, it's just an easy answer to feeling like crap. Like, I have anxiety and I have depression, when like life is hard and you're going through a hard time. And I get it. But he goes on and he explains how our thoughts dictate so much of that. And I think this is so powerful, and I just want to share this with you, in case it's something that you need to hear right now.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So he talks about the fact that you have a choice, and you have this choice. When something comes into our brain, we can be ignorant of it. Like, we can just kind of choose not to study it, not to learn it, not to understand it, which lots of times when you don't fully understand something, that's when like doubt and fear and all of those, the worry can start to creep in, because you don't understand. And you think the worst and you assume all of the bad things, and it's this negative spiral that happens. So you have this choice to stay in this negative polarity, basically this negative vibration, and which leads to the worry, doubt, fear, which leads to anxiety, which anxiety is suppressed. So you don't express anxiety. It's suppressed. You hold it in. And when you hold those negative feelings in, it has to eventually be expressed in some way. So that is when your body will express it with depression, will express it with dis-ease. It is literally your body dis-ease. It is not at ease, and it's expressed in illness. And we are literally making ourselves sick because we are just taking in this negativity, and then we're letting the negativity fester, and we're living in that space, which your body cannot deal with, and it has to get rid of it, and it makes you sick. That is powerful. And I want you guys to just sit with that for a sec and say, am I literally causing these feelings and causing this anxiety and causing this headspace because of where I'm letting my head go and how my thoughts are dictating my entire life? The opposite of the equation is, on the other side of ignorance, is knowledge. And this is where he talks about personal growth, study, learning, understanding, continuing to evolve as a human, continuing to grow our mindset, our brain, our capacity. And when you do that, instead of feeling doubt, worry, fear, you feel you have this sense of faith. And it's this positive shift. Instead of, and we always have the choice, you guys, like say you're starting something new, you can have that overwhelming sense of doubt, fear, limiting beliefs, or you can be like, game on. I've got faith that it's going to work out. I've got faith that I have what it takes to do what it takes to be successful or whatever. And that's a completely opposite situation. That's the positive effect. So there's faith, and then faith leads to well-being, and well-being leads to acceleration, your body being at ease, and you being able to create as a human, create the life you want, and really like all of the positive things that we want to do as human beings. And so I just want you guys to understand once again, the power of our thoughts, because if you are feeling content, it is probably because you're not willing to fail. You're not willing to push into your fears. You're not willing to get outside your comfort zone. And that's why you're okay with being safe. That's why you're okay with being content, because until you're willing to do something or you're dissatisfied with something enough, it's just far too easy to stay in your comfort zone. But that's not where you're going to grow. That's not where you're going to evolve. And that's not where you're going to level up and become the person that you're meant to be. So really ask yourself, am I living the life that I love, or am I just kind of settling? Am I just living this life because it's easy and safe and comfy? Because we're meant to grow and evolve and elevate ourselves. And if we're not growing, we're literally going backwards. So let yourself dream, let yourself go there, let yourself really get clear around what you want for your family, what you want for your kids, what you want for the type of impact that you want to make on the world. Like looking back at your funeral, what do you want people to say about you? What do you want them to say about you? And are you living life every day so that you're creating those types of memories, leaving that type of legacy? Because sometimes it takes us going there to actually be like, crap, I'm really not. Like, what are they going to say? And it just really kind of allows us to have a gut check for a sec and get clear, because life is long and it's easy to get complacent. I've been there. I promise you that. But I promise you that waking up with goals and dreams and desires that you're actually working towards is far more exciting, far more fulfilling. And that is why you are here. So go get clear, have that conversation with your spouse about your life together. I think that's really important. You're not just going in one direction alone. You include your spouse, you include your kids, you express what you're working so hard for, what you want out of life together, and then make sure that you have a clear, defined goal. Because if you don't have clarity around what you're actually waking up to work for and what you actually want your life to look like 5 years, 10 years, 15 years from now, you'll sit in complacent zone forever. And you will look back at your life and go, what did I even do? What did I even do with those 75 years? But if you have clarity around your goals, it's so much easier to wake up, have a target to shoot for, and continue to push back all the uncomfy, push back the fears, push back the limiting beliefs, push through those things, crush through the terror barrier time and time and time again. And that's how you continue to level up. That's how you continue to become the person you want to be. And that's how you continue to accomplish everything that you set out to do. Wrapping up another episode, and I just want to thank you for sticking around. Before you head out, I would love to hear from you. It would mean the world to me if you left this podcast a quick review wherever you're listening from. And if you got some nuggets from the message today, don't forget to share it with your friends, your team, and your Instagram story so that anyone else who needs it can find it too. And be sure to tag me at Micah Folsom Fit so that I can shout you out and share your page with my friends. Thanks for hanging. Now let's go take action on those goals and dreams, because if you can feel it in your heart and see it in your head, then you can hold it in your hand. So until next time, go do your craft.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.